Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Not give a shame, it's a shame on the Indian of Seamus. Quite a few people have asked about what the one is allowed to put away in Seamus, or one can't put away in Seamus. But all the sheets that the children bring come from school, the children, the things that are printed out. But before that, maybe this week give a share on the Indian of COVID Svarim, and then next week, quite a few coolers come up in the share of Seamus and Mr. Shem. Ekizak is to know first what the combat is, then you know covered's from, and then it's from next week we'll do the tearing of what's mutter, what's usser to put into Seamus.
Oh, something actually usser to put in Seamus, what does that mean?
What's mutter, what's usser to put in Seamus?
No, I thought you could put anything in.
But what more you mechuyev, sorry. Ashes and Seamus are to bury, you're allowed to do, but what's more you mechuyev, you're right. What's mechuyev to put in Seamus? Before we start, a short shaila that came up last week, two shailas which were quite similar in Kodesh Mishpat, and because they're very different, the Chayav Halacha is one is mutter and one is osser. The first shaila was somebody who his job is after people purchase a house or property dealers who buy houses and then rent it further. As officers or for tenants, so his job is to go and to go to the property and make sure that the belongings that he finds that everything's cleared out in order that they should be able to renovate it and get it ready for the tenants. This person came to the house and there was a large amount of wires left in the house from the previous owner. Maybe the previous owner was an electrician, whatever the reason was, there was quite a large amount of wires over there. And he took those wires and took them around to an electrician and asked him whether these wires have any value, perhaps you want to buy it. And he showed them those wires and he said yes, and paid him £300 for those wires. Whether it was a particular good wire or because of the amount, whatever reason, he said he's going to pay him £300 for it. And he wanted to know whether that money belongs to him, the person who was clearing out the property, or whether the wires belong to the person who owned the house. Who does it belong to? One shaila. A similar shaila was somebody who deals, collects the pushkas of Rebbe Balanes, and the pushkas of Rebbe Balanes, which people keep in the houses or in the shul, and his job is to collect all the pushkas together, and then he gives it over to the bank and sends off the value across the Tzisro. And the shaila was that he, all the pushkas together, so you got a large amount of coins over there, and there's one £2 coin, which is quite a rare coin, which has quite a nice value to it. Queen with a necklace on it, whatever the reason is, it's worth quite a rare coin, and it's worth money. He goes and checks through the coins that he gets hundreds of pushkas, checks through the coins, and He finds over there also some rare coins. And the Shaila is whether that coins he finds over there, does it belong to him, or does it have to pass on to Remei Balanes? The two Shailas sound quite similar, but they're very different in Pesach. The first person, who his job was to clear out the properties, if he would call up the owner of the property, the person who owns it, and says that I've got these wires over here, what would you like me to do with these wires? Should I try and give them over, evaluate them and see whether they have any value at all, or whether I should keep it to myself, whether I should just throw it in the bin? So he said, it makes no difference to me, whatever you do with it. That's what the owner would say. As long as you get them out of the property afterwards, so I'm dealing in larger amounts of money, and the wires value or not. In every house, there's always a risk of something which may be an antique or may not be an antique. But all I need at this stage is that the property should be cleared, and if you want to keep it for yourself, you can keep it for yourself. As far as I'm concerned, just take it out of the property and take it elsewhere. So in that case, when he picked up those wires, he was the equivalent of putting it in the rubbish dump. Instead of taking it over here and putting it in a place, instead of the owner, instead of doing his job, he put it in his car. It's getting shunned. He can take the same money for his job over there. But the owner of the property doesn't mind. He gives him a certain amount of value, how much it would cost to put it in the dump. He then took those wires. And he, who was cleared out of the property, even when he picked it up, he would have asked the owner at that stage. The owner would have said, keep it, of course, do whatever you want with it as long as you take it out. He's the person, as if he put it in the dump and he picked it out from there. You go past the Ashwa Suya Lefana, state in the Mishnah, then you can keep it yourself. And that is in a place where it has no value over there. It's a hefka, you can take it yourself. So instead of putting it straight in the Ashwa, he took it out and hasn't put it in his car. He's done his job. He can take whatever he wants. The owner would have been happy for him.
And that's only the opmach is.
That is automatically the opmach. Somebody who clears out a property is automatically the opmach. A person who's buying properties and selling properties or renting out properties doesn't want that there's items left inside the house, that every single item the person who's clearing it out should come along and say, perhaps it does have value, perhaps it doesn't. He knows he may be losing a bit, but his gains are more than that, and therefore the opmach is that they can do whatever he wants. So that's the chayr pashy, it belongs to themselves.
So if he finds money, he must have done anything to do with it.
If he finds money at the end of the day, yes. If it's a property I got here in this house, and it wasn't a place which is a healthcare place at all, which was the case, it belongs to the owner. So if you find money in the price in the house over there, then it belongs to the owner. If you find money which is in...
If he was rented to somebody else, another tenant, it was the tenant's money.
Who, the original tenant?
No, the last tenant before.
I think maybe that, and therefore, so if it's inside, it's a rush. Like also she holds that if you buy something, if something is there beforehand, then it could be that you're not koinek in your chotzer. But if he buys the house, it's nothing to do with your chotzer. If he buys it, you buy it together with all the things which are inside it. So if there's a bit of money inside it, it belongs to the person who owns the property. So there's money over there in the house which belongs to the property owner. So you have to inform him to tell him that's that money. That's no mundner. They'd like you to clear out the money. But to clear out an item, if the item which may have some value, that umdana is, he wants you to clear it out, to keep it to yourself. In the case of the Remei Balanes, it may sound similar, but the money over there is the money that belongs to Remei Balanes at that stage. If I would call up the stock in Eretz Yisrael and I say, I have this amount over here, would you want me to go and evaluate or go and give it to somebody to check the money, or would you like me to put it straight into the bank? And they say, of course, it's not worth our money paying somebody else to evaluate the coins, put it straight in the bank, even though they know they may lose out. But at the stage before, the person who was the Gabbat stalker sorting out the money didn't pick up all the money and say, I've counted all the money, this is its value, it's now mine, and I give over its value to Remei Balanes. It was money which hadn't yet deposited in the bank, so it's Remei Balanes' money, stock of Remei Balanes' money lying around in his house.
You
can't switch it over. I'm kind of thinking, if I know that you have in your pocket a 2 pound coin that isn't worth, that you don't realize it's worth much money for you, and I go and put my hand in your pocket and change it with another 2 pounds. So when I go, if that 2 pounds that you had by you really has a bigger value than the 2 pound coin that I'm replacing.
Potentially.
It
with.
What's legal. Can he take the two?
He's got a 2 pound coin which is worth 20 pounds.
Yeah.
A few of them lying in the pushes of Remei Balanes. Can I give Remei Balanes 2 pounds? and take those other two bankers.
So the tax going to be he can't. But is he allowed to bank it? Was it was a £2 going on?
He could bank it.
Not to tell
in the that stage, I've got Mitzvah Shabbos Aveda. I may not be a Ganuf, but I've got Mitzvah Shabbos Aveda. But I know that Moses says the Kavachimay. I know that something's going to come. A river's going to come and flood your property. Moses says I have to stop the water coming there. If there's any Mitzvah Shabbos Aveda, to make sure that if you've lost the property, to give it back to you. Says Moses Kavachimay, the water's coming to flood your field to make sure you don't get flooded. So even if he's got the right, if it's me or somebody else, is going to deposit it in the bank, I've got Mitzvah Bashar Zaveda to tell you that this money is going to get lost. Maybe Al-Sashar Zaveda I need to. But I haven't done an Avra, but I take that £2 coin before I deposited it. So it's your money, how about the right to take it over there?
No, but the person doesn't know this is not valid.
But I know now that the £2 coin is in your pocket. I'm a person who collects money, and I know that £2 coin in your pocket has value.
But in legal tender, yeah. Just a minute. Hello. But in legal tender, though, a two.
No stocker. I happen to be there. Remember, and this is an edge of straw. They don't know about it at all. But I'm the government stocker, and I'm. Have a mumchius in this man over here, and I'm going through their coins to see what its value is over here.
You know, but in legal tender, there's no difference. A £2 coin, a shadow ones came up, but some Kew Gardens coins you can get £50 on the, well, yeah, say it, straight for the internet. And a shopkeeper once gave it in his change, and he tried to change
it. So
you
don't have to give it back.
It wasn't allowed to change because it's only in legal tender, it's not much you can get for it in another manner. It's still only 50 pence in legal tender.
That value is in the market. I've no gnaver. If you give me that money over there and I have it, I know you have a good coin and you give me that coin, I don't have to go back to you because it's value in the street. But if I go into your pocket and I take that coin off you, I take it off you and replace it with another £2, I've done an avla. If I'm have Rameh Balanes's pushka over there and that is its value, I've done an avla. Even though if Rameh Balanes would give it to me, you give it to the bank, I take it from the bank. There's no avla involved, but now it still belongs to Rameh Balanes.
Yeah,
and Rameh Balanes has that value to its coin.
You can't go in and then shop with any £2 coin and buy more than £2 worth of schora, can you?
And the Kharami, but you can go with that £2 coin to somebody who collects money.
So can you change
and it's a rare coin over
can
there.
Can you change money in the pushka then?
No, because I'm ganafing for Rameh Balanes. I'm causing them, I'm fooling Rameh Balanes. Rameh Balanes at this stage would want me to do it.
In the house clearance, if you find money which you have to give back, then you just
go home
with me the same
amount. Yeah, I can't come along and fool somebody.
I don't know anything about it. Can I change
my money? Well, yeah, of course you can change about it. If you can always go to your shopkeeper, you can go and give and change your money. There's no problem at all. But if you know that's its value and you're going now to take off Rameh Balanes, then it's a problem. So it's very similar cases. The wire and Rameh Balanes, I mean, the halacha is quite different. The case of the electricity, the wires over there, the wire you have to pass on. And the wires you can keep to yourself, you don't have to pass on to Rameh Balanes going into the push, it has its value. One has to inform Rameh Balanes. If you want to take it off them, you can do a chochm always, you can always take all the coins, its value over there, buy it off Rameh Balanes for its value, and instead of giving it to the bank, you're the bank, you bought it off them, then go through the coins and collect it. That would be a way to do it. But Kolzman, it's Rameh Balanes' money over there. Then to go through it, and then to know it has its value, and then switch off, so you're causing somebody to go give away something that has a higher value. To move across to the Indian of Kovet Svarim. He once had a shaila, this is obviously the shaila which prints in the sefer of Gabban Et Yisro, who wanted to Motasim Kostera, there was a pile of Svarim. A person in Bismedish, as it looks like in Motasim Kostera, the Svarim piled round the side over there. So someone went over to the Gabba and said, if I clear away all the Svarim, Will you give me the chayes 100 shekel, one shekel, wherever it is, if I clear, get all this farm cleared up in the Smedish tonight? So the guy said, yeah, for 400 shekel, it's worth my while. It's hours and hours of work. I'll give you 400 shekel for it. The person got up to the bima, this person who made the deal with the gabba, and he went and made an announcement. He said, Rabbi says, Motas and Kosteira, let's get on slam and meditera. I'm a little bit bizarre right around the Pesimetish of here. The Sandwich Converter, if every person just goes and takes Mamish, a few Svarim, five Svarim with a out of Pesimetish will be done in 10 minutes and everything will be back to normal. So everybody perfect. I'm not perfect. I mean, the Taki did cover Svarim, cleared up the whole Pesimetish, and the Shaila was whether or not it's Mechuyev whether the person who orchestrated this, the man in the middle who got the whole smedish to clear up, whether he still gets his 400 shekel. He didn't do anything himself, but he got the smedish cleared up. Yishal was, it's a Yishalmi. Yishalmi gives a similar etzah. Yishalmi says that Gabi Shimon ben Shetach, that Shimon ben Shetach, the 300 Nazirim came to Shimon ben Shetach, and they needed, they wanted to know whether they had that Torah for the Naziris. And there were surely 150 of them, and 150 of them didn't find the Shaila for. And also brings three kobonas. So he went across to Yan HaMelech, and he said, we need 900 kobonas for these 300 Nazirim I have over here. So I need to bring, they need 900 kobonas, it's too much, perhaps you want to go half off. You'll give me the value for half the kobonas. And he gave him 400, the value for 450 behemoths. After Yan HaMelech found out that Shimon ben Shetach had done a chochm over there, there weren't 300 Nazirim, he was Mataneda for 150 of them, so Sachakel, 150 Nazirim, and he's given 450, but Shimon ben Shetach didn't pay anything towards it at all. Yan HaMelech was all upset and had to run away. And afterwards he met Shimon ben Shetach, met Yan HaMelech, and Yan HaMelech came with him at Hainus. He told him, Saposuk, B'tzeila Chochma, B'tzeila Kesef, the person on the B'tzeila Chochma, he's Zeuch at the Kesef, I did the Chochma. It's also worth money. But you paid for the Kabonis by paying for it, and Shlomo HaMelech said that I paid for it with my Chochma. My Chochma was the way I was matted in the Zeus over there. My sister, the Shalom, it's Mutal Pidin. Here comes the Chiddush, that in Britain currently said it's not true, because it's Oise Melachte Burmia. If I employ myself, then there's halacha that if I do my work through a ramos, then I may not be entitled to the money. And this way of getting the whole bris medrash to clear up over there is oisa melachta b'rumia. In the case of Shimon ben Shetach, he wasn't doing your melacha b'chalal. He tricked Yan HaMelech, not tricked Yan HaMelech, he used the chochma to get Yan HaMelech to give the value of the kobonus. In that case, Yan HaMelech gave the kobonus without Shimon ben Shetach giving, but Shimon ben Shetach got them through the Naziris with the chochma. Oh, but to get somebody to give me money, to pay me for my work, and I did my work, not elach, I'm not entitled to my money. And this is how doing your work, and to get your 400 check off, having cleared up the Besamedosh, when you're not doing it yourself, get the Olim to do it for you as Eis Menachem Rumiya, so he wasn't entitled to the
guest. He wasn't with Shimon ben Shetach.
He wasn't being paid for it over there. He was getting Yan HaMelech to pay for this Nazim over there. That's not Eis Menachem Rumiya. But to get someone along, to get...
He wasn't
Matanah. He knew he was going to do that. That was his,
he didn't know
that.
How many
he did. He did 150 in Shetun Shalmi. He knew 150 he could do. He knew he could do 150, and then he went to Yan HaMelech got 150. He knew it. So let's go back to Kovet Svarim, to the Shilas over there. Kovet Svarim is a very, very unclear achros in the Paschim over there, and something which is Negea to Azmamish on a daily basis. And we see certain things which are klara and certain zach which we do, which blab a suffix. The place where the Mishneh Berurah brings down is in two places, and machlokes between the Mogen Avraham and the Taz. First time he brings it, second time actually, is in Hilchos Shabbos. In Shulchan Aruch state, Mutar laniach, it's talking about in Siman Shin Tezvov, Siv Zayin, Dine Oil b'Shabbos. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Mutar laniach sefer echod mikan, ve'echod mikan, ve'echod legabem. You put two svarim, and you put one on top of it. Why? Hoyel ve'ina tzorich la'avish etachtein. You're not interested in the aveh under your two swarm. You've got two swarm over here and one on top. You're not interested in the aveh, so it's not considered making the oil, and therefore it's mutter on Shabbos. Now why is it mutter to do that? Why is it not considered to be mishtamish the sefer? If you've got a pile of swarm and you want to use it as a shtender, so why not be mishtamish the sefer? You've got two swarm at the side of here and one on top, so you're using these two to support the sefer on top. Why is it not a problem of mishtamish the sefer? It's machalik is taz amogen avron. The taz says, which Mishneh Berurah brings down, either you plan using to learn all the svarim, or shasefer atachten munach sham keva. I come here in the Besmedrash, I've already got two svarim which are lying over here, and I'm putting another sefer on top of it. You didn't bring the two svarim in order to use it as a shtender. The two svarim are lying there already. Says the Taz, that's when it's mutter. It's a bizoin for the sefer atachten. Nothing to do with Shabbos, a shayla of oil. Even in the weekday is also. Abo, b'mogen Avraham, simakuf non dalet, metzadeh dlahate. B'mogen Avraham is a tzad that's mutter. That's not considered a bizoin to use one sefer for another sefer. B'chein b'chay od b'chalal lamadalef chosav, the yesh lahate. So if you read this Mishneh Berurah, this is Mishneh Berurah in Hilchos Shabbos. Mishneh Berurah is Mashma, the Ikar Din is like the Tas. One can only use a Sefer if it's lying there ready. You can't use a Medrash and you want to use a Siddur and put on top of a pile of Sfarim. If it's there ready, then it's Mutter. He says, you should know there is the Morgan of Rome and the Chai Odom that I'm over here, but the Ikar with Mashma from the Mishibura like the Tas. What's rare in the Mishibura, that this same Shaila in a different place, Mishibura's got a slightly different Achara. But we Mashma like it, but a slightly different Achara. In Lukas, Sim Kufnon Dalit, which is the Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses and Svarim, Mishibur at the end of Sivkot Lamed Aleph, Osa Leishtambesh Beseif El Ano Osoi. Not use a Sefer for your own Ano. Gagoin, Lahogain, Befnei Achamo, Oy Kidei Shele Yire Chaveiroi Masha Oysa. I don't want my Chava to see what I'm doing, so I take a Sefer and I block. My Chava's view is Osa. Ulaniach Sefer Acha, Tacha Sefer Shalemed Boy, one Sefer and another Sefer to lift it up a bit, today like Boy, Yesh Lahati, can be Mati. The Munach Sefer Echod, then the Kula Alma Mutter, Laniach Sefer Acha Olof, Chai Odom. Could be allowed to use one Sefer if it's there for, to use one Sefer to put another Sefer on top of it. And if the first Sefer was there, then Zichet Mutter, there's not even a Shaila about it. Look, this Mishibura, Mishibura didn't bring down 2 days. He brings down the Chai Adam. He brings down, it's Mutter to take one Sefer and another Sefer. And if it's there, then Zichar it's Mutter. So Mishibura is quite stark in this place, even more. It doesn't even bring down the second day. He just brings it down. As, in this case, it's Zichar, Zichar Mutter. There is the Taz who asks it, isn't even mentioned in the Mishibura. So the Mishibura's Achra is Zichar more Noita in Urkhus Beis HaKnesses, like the Chai Adam. If the Sefer's there already, you Zichar allowed to use it. But to bring along a Sefer, Mishibura doesn't even mention the other Sat, but he does say that when it's there, it's Zichar Zichar Mutter, it doesn't mention the other Sat. In Hilchos Shabbos, he brings down the Taz as the main Shitta. You can't come along and bring another Sefer, put down a Sefer in order to put another second Sefer on top of it. But he says that Mongan Avon Mechai Adam is Mati. So in Hilchos Shabbos, is more Mashma as Ikkas like the Taz. And Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, he didn't bring down the Taz, he just says Zichar Mutter, the Sefer is there already before, and the Chai Adam, without even mentioning the Tzad Osa. But the Agaf, he mentioned it, there was there before and the Zichar Mutter. So it's hard to say what the Mishibura actually held. If the Sefer was there on the table, your Zichar light up another Sefer on top of it. If the Sefer wasn't there, then Mashmos and Mishibura one place is it's Ganser Chathil and Lichas Besekneses and Elke Shabbos.
Isn't it a big chilek? Because in Elke Shabbos, you're not mistamish the Sefer as a normal, the Sefer is lying on the table. In Elke Shabbos, you're doing this. It's not no way you put a Sefer. So you're more mishtam, it's more derech bizoin.
We'll see bizoin, but the noise over there, first of all, the Shabbos isn't after this way, give a thick Sefer and doing it.
But we wouldn't be shalabayel there.
It would be shalabayel, as long as it's a tefach. And there's 2 svarim, but 3 svarim then. I put one on top, it doesn't say one Sefer on top. It's got a Sefer on either side and on top. Now, but that Sefer could be higher because it was on a box of tissues, whatever it is, as long as I'm putting it on my Sefer. That's the Shana one. And number 2, the Taz and Mogravom don't mention a Bizoy because of the way the Sefer is lying. Notice is Mishtamish B'Sefer or not Mishtamish B'Sefer. That's the way the Mogravom, Mishibura brings down the Mogravom in the Taz. So that's the Machlokes Mogravom in the Taz, whether or not a person is allowed to be Mishtamish B'Sefer to use it for another Sefer or not. Now, what's very negea in the Beis Medrash very often is you come in and you want to book a place in the Beis Medrash, and the way to do it is you open a sefer. Many kala yeshivas, you want to make sure that your shtender or your place or your chair, whatever it is, you do is over here. You go and open the sefer and you put that, you open it down over here. Is that the same as the Machlokes Mogen Avraham the Taz, or is that not the same as the Mogen Avraham the Taz? Is it using? So if you are opening this sefer to use this sefer itself. Says Ibn Nisim, you're opening the Sefer to use the Sefer itself. So then, to use a Sefer as a Shlender, when you're using the Sefer itself, then we don't have Machlokes Mogen Avraham the Taz. The Taz only asks it to use one Sefer for another Sefer. But one Sefer for itself is Mutter. Says Ibn Nisim, Oba, the Mogen Avraham, which we saw, the Mishibura, does like you to be Chayesh to the Mogen Avraham, but may not be like a Chathila to open a Sefer in order to use the Sefer to book your place. That's Rav Nissim. Comes on Rav Lashon, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, Mamsha Osa Alpidin. This is a Bizu Sefer. Use a Sefer to book a place in the Beis Medrash, instead of putting a sign and doing it, I booked my place over there. The way I do it is, open your safe. It's a posture, a tashmish shel bizu. Tashmish shel bizu is also for a safer. You're not opening over here because you want to use the safer afterwards. You've used your safer as a chetimsa to book your place. That's all you've done over here. To use a safer as a way to book your shtender and book your place goes around in business form. So that's one chetimsa which is very shriach, which may come under business form and maybe also. Another chetimsa, Pesach Tshuva brings down from the Chemdes Lemil, that a person, what happens if in the middle of learning, you want to go out, and you put a sefer like this. I don't want to close my sefer, we'll see soon about keeping sefer open or closed. But I want to go out, and I want to keep my place in the sefer. So I put one sefer inside my Mishabur over here, in order to keep its place. Is that mutter? Is that also? To book, to keep a place in the sefer by putting another sefer inside. Zok, the Pesach Tshuva brings down in Reish Pei Beis, it brings down the Chemdes Daniel, that some people put the sefer inside and they use it in order to keep the place. He writes, it's also Lassus King. Kamron Samachinim. And they say, depends. Again, tell them, Machlek is true, the Pesach Tshuva only brings down the Chemdes Daniel, that's also. But Lachoy, it depends on Machlek is Mogen Avraham. And the Taz, if you hold like the Taz, that you're not allowed to use one sefer for another sefer, so if I put the sefer inside to keep its place, then the Taz is going to be also. But if you hold like the Mogen Avraham, that you're allowed to use one sefer to keep the place for another sefer, so why is it wrong to put a sefer inside the Mogen Avraham? However, the Pesach Tshuva, if you learn Pesach Tshuva, it's a chiddush. Pashtus is, the reason why the Pesach Tshuva brings down the Chemdes Daniel, and that's very negia for a few cases we're going to have soon, he didn't miss the Mogen Avraham in the Taz, the Pesach Tshuva. And Pesach Tshuva didn't bring down just the Pesach Daniel as something which is only going to be shit sometimes without the Mogen Avraham. Putting a sefer inside another sefer to keep its place is a tashmish shel bizu. If you have a sefer over there and you put another sefer on top of it, so it's not such a tashmish shel bizu. You keep it up, it's a normal zach, you put it on top, the sefer there in any case, another sefer on top. Point that happens to be, you're using it as your shtend over there. Using it as your shtend is not considered such a tashmish.
You're converting it into a bookmark.
You're making it into a bookmark. That's considered a tashmish shel bizu. It says sitzes, the Maril says, you should put inside, you should put inside another sitzes. Given the Ovid Bey, mitzvah achas, you should do another mitzvah to put inside. But sefer that's role of tashmish, to put inside another sefer to use as a bookmark, that's the chore of tashmish shel bizu. So the Tshuva brings down the Chemdes Daniel, that's also to do it. Lechoira is going even according to the Mogen Avraham, that's mutter to use one sefer, another sefer, but that's already Tashmish shel bizu. Using a sefer to fold its side over. You're going out over there, you want to have its place. You want to keep your place inside of here. So you see a lot of people, they take the sefer and they fold it over on itself. You've got its you keep its place inside the sefer over there. That's mutter or that's also to give its place over there.
Your own sefer.
You want to keep that place inside the sefer and you want to know where you're similar over here. Is it mutter or also? Chaznish says it's mutter. You're using the sefer for the sefer itself. Using the sefer itself, that's not considered a ma'aser bizu. I would have thought like you also, and others hold that it's considered a ma'aser tashmish shel bizu. You use it like itself. To more say this is considered being mevazeh the sefer. Chaznishal, that's not considered a tashmish shel bizu. Using the sefer for itself, you're not using another sefer. You're using its sefer to find its place. The sefer is made for limud. The way you keep your place in limud is to keep it inside. That's not considered tashmish shel bizu. What's very, very shriach, is when you learn in Koilol, you learn the sugyas of Erevin, a person has a chavusa, Erevin, who is doing sukkah, and he wants to describe what's a movu, and what's a doifan akumba, and everything else that goes with it. So the normal way to do it would be you take two svarim, you stand them up by itself on the side over here, and you make a kun over there. Is that a lechatchilat ikzach, or is that a lishkin lechatchilat ikzach? The ilam, everybody does it, and neshamana, there should be a problem. Lechoira, according to the Taz, it's something which is not right. You're using the sefer to not for its own shimush over there. You're using it to describe how to do it over here. You're taking a seder and you can take a sech limud. Every time the sech tefillah is also you doing it. You're not doing it for over here because it's going to make it better for your limud over here. So in the case, Mishabura says, if you take a sefer and you use it to keep out the sun, it's mamish because you can't daven without it. So it's not that you to make it easier for you, more geschmack for you. But you can't daven like this. The sun's coming now. As Mishabur says, "Ked yesh lahokel." That's the Russian Mishabur. Yesh lahokel, because you're doing it to avoid the something that's being mafriya on you and learning over here. Here you could really you could take two tissue boxes. You could take something else. But they take something else. The way the derech to do it is, or But the ma'aseh of the minhag ha'olam is to be mekel. Everybody does it. Yeah. Kenzan, there's a svara that shimush is also. You put one sefer inside another sefer, that's considered the mashamash. I put this over here to keep it open, that's considered the ma'aseh shimush. The Magen Avraham does. I take a sefer to block out the sun like this, I put the sefer in front of me, that's considered the shimush with the sefer. To use it as a way to describe which way, what the Erev looks like, and what the balls or the tefanas of the sukkah look like over there, that's not using it itself. It's not a usage of a sefer. If you use it to keep a place, you use it to make a shtender, that's mamash bim b'shtamash with itself. The sefer is there as a chetimsa to show you. I'm not really using the sefer. The sefer is the outside of the sefer. The sefer is a wall. It's not mamash a shimush with the sefer. Skenzain. And then akaponim, the ha'ora is a very shtak ha'ora that we have a machlekes, Magen Avraham, and the taz. Efshe, one wants to be matzik, minigo oilim, maybe that could be efshe svara. But the Svar Chitzayna is that the Chayitz Tehle Machleik is Magen Avraham and the Taz, and according to the Magen Avraham, this is a Chitimsa, one should refrain from it.
It's not really a busy, it's you're doing something good with it.
And to make a Shtenda, I'm also doing something good.
No.
And if I keep the place in over here, it's also doing something good. It's always good. Everything's good. But nevertheless, it's also to use one Sefer for another Sefer.
No.
This could also be something which is also.
No.
Always had the topic about it. I saw.
It's a slight difference because when you use it as a shtender, when you use it like this to as a fan or whatever you're doing, it's secondary because you're trying to learn how to save A and you're using other savers for something to help you. Here, you're actually doing an illustration with it. You're using it. As it is, you're not relegating it to some.
So you're saying it's not a shimush. Shimush is using
shimush.
It for something else. Yeah, I'm not using
shimush.
It for the sefer itself.
Yeah.
It's not a shimush. That's a shine of it. It could be that in the minhag ha'olam is lakel, that's not considered shimush. Shimush is when you use it to block out the sun. It's considered using the sefer. Even though I'm using the sefer itself to illustrate, but it's not considered the usage of the sefer itself. Yeah, l'chayr, it could be. Sasha Zach would need a raya being in Achorim to say, but that's the Svara, why the Olam are not to be making on it. Take a sefer, you can't get a sefer into the Svara shrunk, and you push the sefer, use the sefer itself, it's very shkiach. You got just about fitting the Gemara over there. So you take the Gemara in and you wedge it in by using the sefer itself. Is it Mutter, is it Osa? So somebody asked to Reb Chaim, and he brought a raya from Tosfos Psachim. Tosfos Psachim brings down the Yishalmi that the person is allowed to, is not considered an avoider b'kodshim, it's not considered a bizoin for having used kodshim if you're using it for the behemoth itself. If you want to get across a river, Tosfos says that you tie something to the behemoth to get the behemoth across the river, it's not considered mishtamish b'kodshim. V'chein, if you want to make a shoe from the animal over there, and you take part of the animal, and in order to make it shoe, it's not considered a bizoin, says Tosfos. It's not a me'ila, it's not a shimush b'kodshim, because you're doing it for the behemoth itself. You put something on the behemoth to carry for your own usage, and consider that you use the behemoth. You do something for the behemoth, it's not considered an avoida in the behemoth.
Carrying the street on her, isn't it?
Pardon?
So
this over here, the Shire, the Pram says it's the same thing. When you come along and put a sefer over here, you're taking be mavaza the sefer, but you're using the sefer, you're pushing it, you're using the sefer to make your place, by using it in order to get the sefer back on the shelf. So it's not considered that you're using the sefer for something else. If it's not considered an avoda b'kodshim, Tosa says, because you're using the sefer for using the animal for the animal, so use the sefer to get the sefer itself inside isn't considered a melacha. Reb Chaim said, I would have thought it's not the same as Tosfos over there. Tosfos is a shayla of avoda. Avoda is you're using the behemah. Using a behemah is not considered avoda b'kodshim. Of course, you're using the same usage, but avoda b'kodshim is because you mavaza the behemah if you do a melacha shel choil with it. This is not considered melacha shel choil. Here's not a shayla of melacha. There's no shayla of melacha when it comes to svarim. No din melacha. Here's the din. Is it a bizoin or not a bizoin? Use a sefer of something else as a shayla of a bizoin to the sefer. Take a sefer and use a sefer to make your place inside it over there. It wasn't a shayla of melacha. It's melacha abzuya. To take a sefer and make a hole between svarim, even if you're doing it for itself, it's a bizu. It's not a screwdriver. It's not something you make to widen up a space over there. A sefer is there to be used to learn from over there. To make it, use a sefer to make it wide over there and push over there. You wouldn't use a chosh of a sefer, something you got by Yerusha, a go chosh of a sefer. You won't come and take that sefer, even if it's not going to get damaged. You won't push it around over there. Why? Because you don't. This one sefer is the one copy that a person got from his father over there for his bar mitzvah. The only sefer left in his house. The only thing you got birusha is this sefer. He's not going to come and take that sefer and push it around. Why not? Because it's a bizoin. It's a tashmish shel bizu to do it over there. That's not what Tosfos says. Tosfos says in Psochim that melocha is osa when you have a behemah. Melocha is mutter when it's the tzorich the behemah. It's not considered an avoida shel choyl. It's something which is done. It's not an avoida b'chal. Dan tzorich the behemah is not considered like an avoida.
You want it back on the shelf. That's what you're not doing it. You're not trying to use it.
But I did something. I did the
bizon
in the middle.
I'm trying to get it back where it belongs.
That was my mechuvan. But I did a tashmish bizu. This is a tashmish bizu. Take a sefer. If a lady would see somebody doing it, a man somebody learned the sugya. Somebody doesn't know this thing over here. An outsider would come along and see you doing this over here. Would you say you did something respectful? And say what's a svarchet zayda? Somebody not learned it coming through the sugya. What's mutar nasa? Would you say that's not a way you should treat a sefer? Of course you said it's not a way to treat it. Not because she knows that loch. It's not because she knows the mogre vom and a tazi. Not allowed to use a sefer. That's called you did something which is a bizarre. You shouldn't do that to a sefer. An outsider would see it and say this is a tashmish bizu. Tashmish bizu is also for a sefer. It doesn't come under the heading of Tosfos and Psochem. Tosfos and Psochem is a shayla of melocha. Here's a shayla of bizoin. Bizoin is also to do with a sefer. Another thing out of Sofik, which is very, very negia, to some what you'll think about it. Come in with a sefer, and somebody gives you an envelope. Gives you an envelope, whatever it is, an envelope for you to take home. And this envelope, you don't feel comfortable to leave it out on the side, either because it's money inside and you want to guard it, or something private, whatever it is, that envelope you want to guard. Minigoyim is, in the middle of learning, what do? You put it under your gemara and you continue over there. Is that considered a tashmish, or is that not considered a tashmish? You're using your sefer to guard over the envelope underneath. It's something we all do. We don't think twice about it. We put it under the sefer here.
It's underneath.
I'm using this to cover over where it is. I wouldn't leave it out on the table over here. I'm using my sefer to cover up. I'm using my sefer to block out the sun. I'm using my sefer to cover my envelope. I've used my sefer to put it inside my sefer. Inside my sefer, you're not allowed to put it over shalchoy. Inside the sefer, I put it underneath. Why is it so poshut? Why is it so poshut that it should be mutter? To the other side over here. I know we all do it. Is it poshut mutter? Well, is this a poshut smuta? Why is it not?
I've got to put somewhere.
It's a leave on the table in front of you. Why have you put it over here? 99% of those things over here, either you don't want your chavrusa to see it, or you want to remember to take it home afterwards, or you want to guard it, whatever it is. Most times, that's the reason why you put it over there. You put it over there, after say that here, you kept it in the same place, you know nobody's going to take it under there. I'm used my safe over there. So let's say over here, something we mentioned a few times, it comes before Shabbos, a very shlich, the kazakh. Imagine the shear, the beginning of the winter Zaman. What would be if you come Shabbos, you want to make your table of bosses. You want to make your table of bosses, the Dovah Mutter, and you want to put a sefer down on the table before Shabbos comes in. Is that Mutter? No, you see, it's not bizarre, but over here, you're using the sefer to make that the table should be a bosses, not only for the candles, but for your sefer. It's a tashmish, the Dovah Mutter, the Dovah Osa. Not bizarre, it's not bizarre.
You use that sefer on Shabbos.
No, I'll use it on Shabbos, but my main thing is when Benish Moshes comes in, it makes it not easy for you on Friday night, whether you use the sefer, take off the shelf, puts on the table. You put it on the table there for one reason. Your mechuvan is to make it the bosses of the Dovah Mutter. It's not a posh b'chalal tzmut over there. If you take the sefer and you want to read something over there for a second, even if it's a ramos, instead of putting it back on the shelf, you put it back on the table. So you've used it. You're not mechuyev then to put it back on the shelf. You can put it back on the table. But you put it on the table over there. You've used the sefer for not b'tzerich limud, not for the sefer itself, for nothing at all. You've done a shimush on the sefer which isn't the sefer itself. Why should it be mutter? Even according to the Taz, even according to the Mogen Avraham, it's only mutter when it's there ready beforehand, and you use the sefer that's there ready beforehand.
But the case of the envelope, it is there already.
Pardon?
The case of the envelope, it is there already. You're not moving the
somebody gives you in the middle of learning of it. No, let's see what's up over here. Let's see over here. You open up, you come on, you put it down, you turn it over for you. You open your go, let's say over there, you slip it out, you haven't done anything to the sefer. But you open it here, you turn the sefer sideways and you put it over here. You cover it up. You open and you close it. You close your gemara over there. Well, you have to take the whole sefer, move the whole sefer to be mutter over here. You're closing over here. That's putting a sefer in its place. Okay. Take a sefer in its place. You're doing, it's not a tashmish al-bizu over there. But and to use it as a stand is also not attached mishal bizun. Mishal bizun doesn't allow you lechatchila to do it. So really, the chatchila would be to put it in the pocket. Akaponim, the chatchila of all these things that we do when you use it as the safe one, when you do the eruvin, and when you use it to put the marking underneath, it's quite chomul when it comes to dinei svarim to make sure that a person isn't bavaza the safer. Shash had a miser over there. He didn't take it and keep his money there inside the safe. Over there. He landed up in the safe. A person goes out in the middle of Limbut. So come at a few other cases soon. A person goes out in the middle of Limbut, keeping a safer open. Bashas one goes out in Limbut. Shulchan Aruch says that Shulchan Aruch. Then the Lashon HaShulchan Aruch is, that's considered something which is not good, that's called Svarim. Not over here, Chaim in Yehudei, it says the Shach, Yedov Yidua, that the special Malach that causes a person to forget his learning if he goes out and he doesn't, there's not Machasis Svarim. It says Aruch HaShulchan, as the Minhag HaOlam is that a person is mekel if a person goes out and he doesn't cover over his svar. So Chashulchan says, no 2 days in Shulchan Aruch there should be asad. So Chashulchan says the reason is that's only when a person is holich la'asakov. A person goes to his own business or his own private zachem when he goes out of the smedrash and then he leaves the sefer open. Says Chashulchan that's when it's asad. However, so Rabu Achreinim will argue and they say that even if a person goes out b'em salimut and he does it l'tzorich, not for God, if a person goes out to be excused, whatever the reason over here, a person should be machme lechatchila to cover over the sefer. So now a person's going out and he wants to cover the sefer.
Oh,
taking another sefer. So what do you do to take another sefer? Taking another sefer is that lechatchila is that not lechatchila? It's using that sefer. So what do? So you use that sefer in order to cover over the first sefer. Is that mutar? Is that osa? Is that tell again the machlek is magavon the taz or not? Why are you really doing it? Why are you doing it? You're doing it to machabed the first sefer. Shulchan Aruch says it's a bizus svarim. You're allowed to do covered svarim. You're allowed to use one sefer for the covered of another one. I'm allowed to, if the sun's blocking me, says the mishabura, yesh lokel to cover up, to make sure, because I'm using one sefer for another sefer. I can't do it without it. The reason is because it's not considered a bizoyin if it's helping you in order to be able to learn. If it's just to make it higher, which is for your convenience, so that echetim say, make it higher is for your private convenience. Here, it's not for my private convenience. Yes, I could go along and take something else to cover over the sefer, that's true. But lemaisa, what's the whole reason of me covering over the sefer when I go out? Does it make any difference to me that the page sefer is left open or not? It's not in order for me to be able to keep my place. The whole reason why I'm taking and want to cover the sefer is for the covered of the sefer that's left open. Covered svarim, that on that there's no issa to use one sefer for another sefer. For your private use, you can't use it. For the covered of the svarim, you're allowed to do it. To take the chamer to be a singer.
That's the avla if I don't.
Chabad the sefer richtig. So what, one of the punishments is that I'm going to forget my limud. But that only shows the severity of how much I have to be chabad the sefer. The reason why I'm coming over here is because I'm chuyf to be chabad the sefer. If I'm not chabad the sefer, that's what's worrying me, that I'm going to forget my limud. But the reason why I'm doing over here,
why wouldn't you just close it? If it doesn't bother you that you want to keep the place, why don't you just close it?
The possum says, oh, Shulchan Orson says that it's going to cause you more bitter terror. If you were to close the safe every time you come out and to start from fresh, you use time from your limbo next time. So you don't get all the terror limbo, the person goes out, let's close over there. It's much easier when you come inside, you go straight back inside to the terraces. If it, usually the Gemara is closed, I think the Matthias also would take longer to open it and with more than one potato until a person starts learning, the first person has to start from scratch. You leave it open, the safer's open, you come back to an open safer, it's easier.
Why is it different putting a safer inside another safer? You keep the plate, you're going to be a bit of terror.
Yes, but that's an attachment to a bism. A sefer on top is not Tashmish Bizov. I'm used it as a cover. When you use a sefer inside the other one like this, over here, this looks like it, this looks like a bizum. The person sees this over here, it's a bizum. The person doesn't have, has a sefer open, it's going over here. It's got a sefer on top, it's got one sefer on top of the other one. Granted, the sefer is closing over here. This was more, you're right, but actually this is more of a Tashmish Bizov. The shaila is, can it go back over here? If that's why it's mutter, and you're not using the sefer to do another sefer because it's chveda svarim, what is the tzerich limud? When a person does the Erevin, which is the case we mentioned before, we say, we've got a svara that you're allowed to use something which is letzerich limud. Varaya, you're allowed to, Mishbura says, you're allowed to take a sefer to block out the sun like this, because otherwise I can't live without it. I can't take a sefer from somewhere else to make myself a shtender. Everybody agrees. The Taz, Mogravom only says it's mutter. If it's ever to take a sefer, lechatchila, to come and make a shtender out of it, I'm not allowed to do. That's considered a bizarre, because that's for my own use. What? How would one define what a person uses a Gemara in order to be able to understand the sugya and Erevin? I want to make my diagram, and the way I do my diagram is a sefer, it's not letzerich myself, it's letzerich limud. But it's a shimush of a sefer letzerich limud over here. I'm using the sefer symbol. So lechoira, the reason why the Olam HaMeikel is because it's a shimush letzerich limud. So certain cases will be mutter, not because it's not considered a tashmish, it's mutter because it's a letzerich limud. So you go back to the original cases, a person always has to know why he's doing it. If he's keeping the sefer open in the Beis Medrash in order to book his place, so of course he wants his place later on to be able to learn in the Beis Medrash. But that, like Rabbi Lashev says, is a tashmish shel bizu. This is mamash shel bizu, to keep a sefer open. I'm using the sefer just as my marker and my place in the Beis Medrash. That's already a davar hamavuza. If I put another sefer inside, another one over here, is already a tashmish shel bizu. If I come and use the sefer to wedge it inside, Reb Chaim says it's mutter, Pasha says that's considered a tashmish shel bizu. If I use it to keep, to make a diagram, a bit of learning, yesh la'ayin, whether it's bizu or not bizu. If it's not bizu, then it's going to be mutter because it's mutter l'kavod tzvarim. And l'chay zicha, when a person goes out to the medrash to keep his place by covering another sefer, that's not considered already a bizu, that's considered already a tashmish of a sefer, and you can use a sefer in order to be able to do a tashmish l'chavod tzvarim. Somebody asked Reb Chaim whether or not it's mutter to take one's hat. You go out of the Medrash and take your hat and put it inside the sefer in order to
cover it.
To cover the sefer. What would you say? Mutter take a hat? Or I would have asked my brother, said, Nishkin Shahla Bchalavad, also, what a hat on top of a sefer, even if you use it in order for the sefer. That's a bizarre for a sefer, to put something on top, another sefer, a hat, Dov Shal Choyl, on top of a sefer to keep it closed. That's a buzzer. So Chaim said, I do it. That's why I do always. I take my hat and put it on top of the sefer. So then I asked him, is it a davar shel bizayon? He says, well, pushing gemara nishto zay. What's his gemara? Gemara says in Sanhedrin that if a person kofa, the gemara handles a tumor of a medrash. If you have something which is tofel to the other one, what tumor has it doesn't. One thing gemara brings down is kippah is a sniff. A tie, a scarf. Shehu tomei medras, which is tomei medras. When a snool, a sefer, you put on top of the sefer to use it, it's tomei min hamedras. It's tomei. You loses its own tumor. The Gemara says, it was a madaik over here. What do you need it for? And the Gemara says, it's talking about even if you didn't make it tofu to the sefer, but the fact you put on the sefer just to use the sefer to be mashamish the sefer, then it loses its tumus medras. There's a time when the Gemara says you take a scarf and you put it in the sefer in order to be mashamish the sefer. It's more push Gemara that you're allowed to do it. So who are then if you take a hat and you put it on top of a sefer, you're using it in order not to be mechaber the sefer. That's considered a dava shaleta. Rav Chaim says, I would have thought that.
If you're allowed to use a sefer to mechaber the sefer, why can't you use a dava shaleta? I mean,
Because it's a bizarre, and that's a bizarre, yeah, to put a beggar.
As the commentator says, now covered.
You use
it because you have to cover the sefer.
It's a covered. It's not a covered of this sefer to use it for another sefer, but it's a bizarre for a sefer to come along to have a hat on top of it.
Cloth.
It's a cloth on top of what? Cloth. So some poskim brought down, had a special, I don't remember which one of the Gedolim said over there. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch over there. The big, what?
On the bima, it happens over there.
No, that's Yuchad Gizach for the Bima. No, somebody made for a Sfom, I don't remember which one. Of a special cover made to cover your Sfom, and although you shouldn't forget it when you go out over there. So he made something which was a Yuchad Lekach. But to come along and take a hat on top of a baguette is a Lechoira, a Tashmish Shimus. Put Sfom on top of each other, each one on top of each other, to put a Sefer. That's state claw. It's two separate halachas. One is, if a person has a sefer, b'shas limud, is a person allowed to put his hands on top of the sefer, to lean down on top of the sefer, b'shas limud. A person learns, and anyway, it's easier for him to learn like this. A person learns and writes on top of a sefer, writing on top of a sefer. I had somebody in the Rishon Medrash not so long ago, somebody came and said, I should tell somebody it's not right. He has his Gemara and he puts his computer on top of the Gemara typing over there. Is it Mutar Asa? I told him, he says, the other said, it's Mamshe a Bizoin. I said, it could be you're right. Maybe you're right, it's a Bizoin over there. But is it Poshet, it's Asa? If you write on top of a Sefer, it's Mutar, it's Asa, to write. You're doing it the Tzarech Limut. You're doing it the Tzarech Limut. So if a person has a Sefer on top of a Sefer, the Pashtus Aposkim is Mashma, that only by Tanakh. There's no din of having on top of a Gemara, you're allowed to put a Rishon. On top of a Rishon, you're allowed to put an Achron. Not Seder, but there's no Issa, no Avila involved over there. So Issa of Sifrei Tanakh. Siddur is a Sifrei, belongs maybe according to others to Sifrei Tanakh. But anything that after Tanakh, you can put a Gemara and a Rishon on top of each other. The Bilash, if you do, I wouldn't put an Achron on top of a Rishon. Whereas the Gemara over here would always move his farm aside, I wouldn't put over here. And somebody asked him, you hold up Pidin, it's Asa. Rabbi Yashu said, no, I hold up Pidin, it's Mutav. I'm not a sugal to put an Achron on top of a Rishon. That's Adam Gadol's gefil for covered Svarim, is to make sure that the Tzemach Tzedek used to say that Periyot brings down that person should always keep on cleaning, should clean his Svarim from the dust. That's the covered Svarim, as they state in Periyot. Tzemach Tzedek said, if you take care of Tashbetz, you'll see it never gets wormy. Because the Tashbetz himself was always makbit to make sure that his farm didn't have any worms or dust in it. He used to clean over there. And there's a scha for the Tashbetz over there is that his farm don't become wormy. You can try it, but there's makubal that the Tashbetz doesn't come over there. That was a Bilyashev's edler gefil of covered farm was to make sure they don't put on top of it. Writing on top of a sefer, is that Tashmish Shalbizu? You're writing it, your Torah. So if you're a person's writing a check or writing whatever it is over here, Avad it's also, but you're doing it, it's a Yulimut. It's on top of it. It's the Torah for what you're doing over here. And if it is Mutter, is it going to be Mutter to put a computer on top of a Gemara? I think we'll all say it's Nishta Zelbazach. For us, Nish, because you understand. Are you doing it, it's a Yulimut? It doesn't look right. What doesn't look right about it? It's considered a Tashmish Shalbizu. These Zachar is not something you can say and pinpoint. This is Mamish. And of course, the writing is muta, and of course, the computer is also. These lachen covered svarim mezach with the way a person, an outsider, would think when you're giving covered svarim the right respect, you're not giving the right respect. Putting a computer on top of a sefer is not giving the sefer the right respect. I think it's a chilimim says the shkemaisa covered. Writing on top of a sefer is considered efsha. Sana, which is muta. V'chein of a person leaning his hands over there is also not so partial, which is muta. Reb Chaim said, it was once, Kramkevsky says over, that he was once learning, it was like this over Gemara with his hands on the Gemara over there, and then he had another sefer on top of it, another sefer, and he took the sefer off. Another sefer was on his Gemara, and then he realized he moved the Gemara aside and put the sefer not on top of his Gemara. And the Chazanish told him that you mati, which was asa, and you asked something that was muta. Keeping another sefer on top of a Gemara is muta, Pidin. There's nothing wrong with that. Chazanish held to lean like this over a sefer like that is asa. Also, something which one can't say is claw, la locha, that person's not allowed to do. You're doing it, it's a chilimut. You're not using the sefer. A person learns like this, he's doing it, it's a chilimut.
Someone fell asleep.
A person falls asleep on the sefer. Is it a bizoin? Yeah, what is a bizoin? Yeah, because a person falls asleep in the medrash. It's a bizoin. But it's a bizoin. All these to do a shimush, which is not the tzarech, the sefer itself, is always our set.
Is this again any way of learning out of the computer?
Out of the computer never gets a shim sefer. It hasn't got kedusha sefer. Even though it's got something on the screen, it hasn't got kedusha sefer. But something that's printed lechavei the sefer and it's made lechavei that is something which has kedusha. A sefer like this, you leave the Beis Medrash and you put the siddur like this. You turn, you want to keep your place in the sefer. That's a pasha to be zoyin. It's a pasha to be zoyin. Rabu anoyigim las iskein, that you open the sefer. You can't say, you're doing it to the sefer itself. You're doing it to keep its place in the siddur. You're going, a person has an aliyah, he's got a small siddur, and he turns the sefer like this on its place over there in order to keep this place afterwards when it comes over there. This is a shibush or bizoin. Bizoin, this is something that you can say that you shesh shokolok is a maise bizoin. Something which inside atzmo is a maise bizoin, that comes under a zach, which is also something which is a covered form. So to sum up, Allah l'maise, Mogen Avrom, we have machlokes, Mogen Avrom, the Taz, Mogen Avrom says, anytime you take a sefer, L'tzeirich shimush, anything of its place to use the sefer, that's klo, that's osa. No machlokes amogen avraham matas. Taking a sefer off in order to use it for a bosses on Shabbos, taking a sefer for whatever reason over here is no machlokes, no mishubur about it, that's osa. Taking a sefer where you're using one sefer which is there already, then, or sefer, the tzeirich sefer has its dinim when it's mutter, when it's osa. Kol zman it doesn't come into tashmish al bizoyin, then it's going to be mutter. Anything that comes under tashmish al bizoyin is osa. Als bizarre safer. But from next week we'll see the halachas of what's muta asa to put in chains. Google the message. Google the message. It wasn't